welcome to the first and probably worst episode of the Southern Sports Debate. I am Thomas.
And I'm Robbie.
I'm your resident Georgia Bulldogs, Atlanta Falcons, Atlanta Braves, anything related in or around Georgia, I'm a fan of. And he's your typical Florida fan who can't say nothing to.
If you want to put it that way. Yeah. I mean, you just can't take a loss.
Yeah.
It's that type of year.
Okay. All right. We'll see how this thing's going to go. Started this podcast because we literally cannot have a single conversation about Georgia, Florida without getting into a heated argument about it. So I figured, hey.
Let's make it public.
Yeah. We might as well share our disagreements with the world. And what makes it worse is we're about to be roommates in college. So we got four more years of this. And we'll start this out with, I'm convinced that within, we'll say 2 years, Urban Meyer will leave the University of Florida.
We actually have a $50 bet on this.
Yes, $50 bet. That and if Tebow will be taken in the first round, but that's another debate. I think Urban Meyer's leaving.
There's just no way. He's got too much going for him in Florida. He's got the best job in football.
Well, no. Listen, and hear me out. The SEC has Rick, Saban, Miles, Urban Meyer.
What's Miles done?
He has won a national championship. With and
Saban's team.
Still a national championship. They don't hand those things out.
Okay.
And Lame Kittens. Kittens, whatever. Yeah. He's not going to last long. It doesn't really matter. But as you've seen this year, Rick's got his recruiting on. We just signed second defensive tackle and the first.
Florida's about to come in.
Yeah,
strong.
Okay. That's still, even if you come in strong, we still probably break even. So
what do you guys have, 11 recruits this year? We're pushing 17 right now.
It's freaking July.
Exactly.
Exactly. We're right there
coming.
With you.
We
can get all
coming.
The recruits in the world. They
got
to be decent.
Okay. We got
they can recruit
stars.
Me and count
two
me
five,
in as a recruit.
Two 5 stars this week.
As do we.
Okay.
All right. Anyways. God almighty, you done throw me off. I think he's leaving. And listen, sit quiet just for a minute. You can do that. This is why. As I said, the coaches, the recruiting is going to be sparse. Rick's starting to build a fence around Georgia. Hard to get him away from him, and he's taking them from other states. Okay? That's my first one. Recruiting, he's not going to find another Tebow. Ever.
Okay.
Again, that's a once in a generation.
You're right.
So, there you go.
I'll agree on that.
I'll
definitely agree on that.
Secondly, you will fight me toe and nail on this, that Florida is the best program, but it is not. Notre Dame can give him more money. They will give him more money. They got their own sports channel, NBC,
one second.
Awful contract they signed with them.
Florida's president already said he will do whatever it takes to make Urban Meyer the highest paid coach in college football, if that's what it takes.
Okay, just listen to me.
Okay.
Listen to me.
All
right. Well, here's my other example. Urban Meyer, first coached at Bowling Green. This is documented. You can look it up. I don't have my sources right now.
I read the Orlando Sentinel.
Okay, Orlando Sentinel. There you go. It was 2 weeks before he left Bowling Green. I plan to stay here, and I am not going anywhere. Urban Meyer.
2 weeks later.
2 weeks later, he's
coach
at
Utah. I know this.
Okay. All right. He's at Utah after winning the, what was it? Fiesta Bowl? Was it the Fiesta Bowl?
No. At Utah?
At Utah. Was it the Fiesta?
He did not win. That was not till.
I'm talking about right before he left. What bowl was it?
Correct.
Was it Fiesta?
That's the Fiesta Bowl.
Okay, Fiesta Bowl. I'm sorry if I'm wrong.
I believe that's correct. Even I could be wrong.
Right after that, I plan on staying at Utah for a long time. I'm not going anywhere. Where does he go? Florida. Now he comes out and says, I'm not going to Notre Dame.
Ever.
I'm not going anywhere. I'm staying at Florida for as long as they want to keep me here. I'm pretty sure I got that quote almost verbatim.
Bowling Green is, Utah.
You're about to walk right into it.
Utah's an improvement over Bowling Green. Florida's an improvement over Utah. You're going to tell me that right now Notre Dame is a better school, better college football school than the Florida Gators? You really want to tell me that?
Yes, I will tell you that. Okay. And here's why. Here's why. I got points, man.
We're in the most fertile
Listen
land.
To me. Listen
got,
to
okay,
me.
Okay, look, he's got two kids going through middle school
Listen
right now.
Listen to me.
He already said, no matter what, that he's going to put his kids through high school in Florida.
Okay. Oh, well, okay. They just say they're going to have a stay-at-home dad. Listen to me. Here we go. Ask me a question, about to answer it. I'm a Georgia fan, so I got sensible points and ways to back them up. Okay. Bowling Green to Utah. That's a step up. Utah to Florida. That's a step up. Now listen. Listen.
I'm listening.
Okay. The step up from Florida to Notre Dame is, one, the history there. There's more history.
There's definitely more tradition.
There's more tradition and history at Notre Dame. Okay. There. How long has it been since they've won anything? Done anything? Won anything?
5 years. 4 years?
They
went to back-to-back BCS Bowls 3 years ago.
That was the media's doing. They did not earn that whatsoever.
They almost beat USC. They were Reggie Bush push away from beating USC. That was
some green jerseys and a lot of determination.
Okay.
Okay, y'all were, a first down from beating Mississippi State, and then you go on to win the national championship?
That's true. No, we blocked extra point.
Any given Saturday. All right. Well, what I'm saying is, he goes to Notre Dame. They haven't done anything in a long time. I don't think they have even remotely competed for a national championship Georgia beat them in 80 for the national championship. And I think they came back and beat Georgia in 82. If I'm wrong, I'm young. I'm only 18. I don't know all my history. I'm working on it. So, here we go. It's been a lot. It's more of a challenge. He's stepping up to a challenge.
That's a good point.
He can pick recruits.
You can't tell me the SEC is a
He can recruit. But what I'm saying is, it's more of a challenge. He's done built Florida up. Florida up. Okay. What else has he got to do?
I really need a notepad.
What else has he got to do? He's done won two national championships.
He's going to make himself.
He's won one national championship himself. He's won the first one with Ron Zook's team.
Yeah.
But he'll never admit it. Anyways. What I'm saying is, okay, you got tradition. You got a challenge. You got recruiting. He can recruit the hell out of Notre Dame because it's in Indiana. He can get all the Midwest players. They got a crap schedule. They play absolutely no one except USC. No one. And Urban Meyer can compete with recruiting with Pete Carroll.
Urban Meyer's already competing with recruiting with Pete Carroll right now.
I know, but
he's in a more fertile
territory. Well, he doesn't
territory.
Play them.
He can
he
get
doesn't
the
play
best
them.
Players.
He doesn't have to compete with them because he doesn't play them. Notre Dame
He
will
can
play
get
them.
The best players right now in the best high school football state in the country.
Well, listen, what I'm telling you is what ultimately matters.
Probably.
To coaches.
Recruits. Money.
What is their one main goal?
Win national championship.
Exactly. From here forward, he is going to be hard pressed. This year, it'll be a little bit easier than what it will be in the future. But from now on, it will be hard pressed for him to get a national championship at Florida.
Why do you say that?
Well, because
look at the players he's getting every year. He's the best coach in the best conference.
He just lost to Ole Miss.
Anybody can beat anybody. Any given Saturday, just said that.
But what I'm saying is, this is the SEC. It's even harder to.
You're
do
right.
So.
It is harder. There's
it's
a challenge.
The home field
There's
advantage.
A challenge.
Exactly. But how much?
So he goes to Notre Dame for 3 years, gets two national championships in those 3 years. Then what's he got to do?
He's gonna go to the NFL.
Okay. You just texted me 2 days ago and told me what's he gonna run, the spread?
I didn't say he was gonna succeed. I said he was gonna go.
Okay.
But what I'm saying is, listen to me.
I hear you.
Listen to me. If you trip up, outstanding team last year, I'll give you that. If you trip up to Ole Miss.
Ole Miss was a legit team last year. I don't know why. Where are you going with Ole Miss?
Okay,
they went 9-4.
Nobody, no
Texas
other program
Tech.
Is going downhill in the SEC.
Georgia's going pretty downhill right now. I don't know if you look.
They got one year.
One year.
This is our one off year. We're still not even going to be that bad. We're not going to be any worse. We're not going to be. We're not going to be any worse than Tebow's
sophomore year.
Yeah, I don't think I forgot that.
9-4 and losing to a Big Ten school.
Yeah, I don't see that happening to Georgia.
Let's see how you guys do in your home opener.
Okay,
or in your away opener.
Away opener. I tell you what, we will never go 9-4 and lose to a Big Ten school that lost to Appalachian State.
Appalachian State was legit that year.
Too. Okay, yeah, that would be like Georgia losing to Georgia Southern. Home opener.
No.
Yeah. Okay. Georgia Southern and Appalachian State are rivals.
Okay, you're going to tell me, Florida lost to Ole Miss, who lost to Vanderbilt, who lost to Wake Forest, who lost to some FCS school.
Is that
where you're going with this?
No, that's not where I'm going with this.
Okay, that's what it sounds like.
No, this is different. This is different than, Georgia lost to this team, who beat this team, who lost to this
team,
who beat this team.
So this team could be the national championship.
What I'm saying is y'all
year.
Lost to Michigan, who lost, four games in a row to start off the season? God-awful. God-awful. Got blown out by Oregon. Appalachian State, good God. And they weren't no crap team. They had
Appalachian State
they had Hart
back-to-back-to-back FCS
Chad
titles.
Henney.
Appalachian State
was the...
They would be half the teams in the FBS.
The division known as formerly 1AA.
Yes, FCS.
Anyways. Take a swallow of water. We're not going to get anywhere on that. Anyways, we got a $50 bet. I say Urban Meyer's gone.
In 2 years.
And then he goes to Notre Dame. 2 years, maybe four. That's pushing it. It depends on how much success he has. I think it's... directly proportional to how much success he has to the chances of him leaving. Secondly, after he leaves, we both agree he's leaving.
I think, but not for good.
I promise you, we don't have a
6 to 8.
We don't have a Bobby Bowden. We don't have a Bobby Bowden on our hands.
He's not that. He already said he wasn't that.
Well, yeah, I know he's not that. So I say he goes Notre Dame.
I'm saying
NFL.
Upwards of 6 years.
You think he goes Florida NFL?
Yes.
And here's my next point. He goes to the NFL, fails miserably, such as Steve Spurrier did.
Okay. But, okay.
And here's my point. Give you my points.
Look, even I'm not going
to
say.
We're about to have a little formula here. I'm going to make a logical idea and give you my points, and you give me your rebuttal. Here's my parallel between Steve Spurrier and Urban Meyer. Both in my... Correct me if I'm wrong. I don't give a shit about Florida. I don't keep up with their stuff. Is it 2 national championships under Spurrier?
One.
96. Wow, one. Okay. And he's Jesus Christ walking among us now, and he only won one. All right, then.
But before 1990, Florida had won one SEC championship in their entire history.
Anyways, anywho, okay. What won him the national championship? The run and gun.
Danny Werfel.
Am I incorrect?
You're correct.
Okay. Run and gun, worked in college. He thinks it will transition to the NFL. Does not whatsoever, not even close. He's gone back to South Carolina and still failing miserably. Urban Meyer, what's he run? The spread.
The spread.
Who would you give credit to?
It's like the triple option almost.
He was one of the first to run the spread. I'll give him that.
Spread for run back in the 50s.
That was the wing tee. It's... Not this version of the spread, where you can
run
have,
and shoot.
You can have a borderline
run and shoot was made,
you can have a
47
borderline remedial quarterback, and still run the spread. You only got two options of who to anyway. Don't get me started on the spread. Anyways, this is why it will not work in the NFL and never will.
The athletes are better.
One, well, no, don't agree with me because you just disagreed with me the other day that the spread is catching on in the NFL and it's not.
It is.
It's not.
Okay.
All right, name somebody.
New England Patriots.
New England Patriots. That's a special kind of spread.
Uh-huh.
Name somebody. Name anybody else. If one team passed.
The Wildcats catching on, too. Nobody ever thought that would work. Anything.
Yeah, it's catching on last year because it hadn't caught on, and now that it's caught on, people won't figure it out.
Yeah. Well, there's
just
cycles.
Cycles. Exactly. But what I'm saying is it's just like Vince Young. Vince Young, huge, busted out on the scene. Rookie of the year. Oh, nobody's going to be able to figure out Vince Young. Very next year, they figure it out. Because the coaches are smarter, She's a better athlete. She can't take advantage of weaknesses in the NFL like you can in college.
I'm trying to agree with you here.
Well, don't agree with me because you disagreed with me the other day, and now we've got to
record. I'm saying that there's a possibility spread could catch on. I'm just not saying there's a great chance of Meyer succeeding in the NFL.
Yeah, it's not going to happen. I just can't recruit.
You're saying Tebow's not going to do anything in the NFL, too, though. I think he has great potential.
To do what?
I think he could be Steve McNair type.
The only thing Tebow can do in the NFL is they're going to have, this is what they're going to do. They're going to have three timeouts, and then Tebow's not even going to be on a team. He's just going to be like an entity in the NFL, and then you're going to get one Tebow timeout. Just listen. And what he's going to do is you call it, say, all right, it's a minute, 30 seconds left. You're on the opposing team's 40. You need 7 points to win. You're out of timeouts. What you do, you call a Tebow timeout. All right? Tebow runs onto the field, and both teams have the amount of time that it takes Tebow to wind up and throw, and that's how long they get on the sideline. So it's upwards to like 30, 35 seconds. That's what's going to happen with Tebow. They're going to implement the Tebow timeout. He's going to run on the field,
and while he's winding up, doing those little pump fakes.
They can walk to the sideline. They can sit down.
And that's why the past two years, get some water. Second and fourth in passing efficiency. In the NCAA.
Because they're running the spread.
Okay, so we've got a great player in the right system. You didn't tell me they don't run systems in the NFL. Every single team has to be drafted by the perfect system. They're more
Graham Harrell. Graham Harrell.
He's playing the CFL right now. I don't care about Graham Harrell.
But he was in a system and he succeeded. That was your exact point. So? You don't need a quarterback to run in the NFL.
You're right.
So what is Tebow going to do? He's got a pass and he can't do it.
He threw for 32 touchdowns last year.
Stats, it doesn't matter. It's how you throw. You got to have a quick release. He does not have that.
He just got a quarterback, the quarterback coach, Scott Loeffler from Michigan.
Oh, he's got a quarterback. Okay. Tom Brady, number one overall pick. He's a quarterback coach.
Tom Brady.
Jimmy Clausen's got a quarterback coach, too. What the hell is he doing? Nothing.
Did you see? Okay, go compare Jimmy Clausen to Matthew Stafford's stats from last year. Look at the total, look at pass attempts, look at completions, look at interceptions and touchdowns. Very comparable. Clausen's are actually slightly better. You're going to tell me Notre Dame doesn't run the spread.
Okay, neither does Georgia.
I know. They run a similar system. You're going to tell me Clausen's a better quarterback than Stafford just because?
Well, look who Clausen's playing.
That's a good point.
That's all I'm saying. But what I'm saying is
he's got the quarterback coach. He's tweaked his style. He's got a faster windup this year.
He's got a windup. You can't even have a windup. You ever seen Tom Brady? He holds it at his ear, flicks his wrist, and goes 80 yards.
I know. The great ones do.
And he runs the spread.
The great ones do.
I never said
Tebow's going to be an all-pro every single year. Franchise quarterback. I said Tebow can succeed in the NFL.
Not as a quarterback. I will agree with that.
People said he couldn't do it as a quarterback in the SEC. Proved everybody wrong.
You can't judge that. Nobody knows anything.
You cannot doubt Tebow. You cannot doubt that man's willpower.
It's not Jesus.
That man willed Florida to the national championship game.
Willed Florida, yeah, that, and he had like the best athletes on the field at any given time. You can't compare to people doubting him from a high school coming to the
leadership,
college.
His will, his passion for the game.
You can't.
And he's
can't
got he's got
judge,
God on his side.
You can't.
He's got God on his
he's
side.
He's got God on his side.
You can't.
Everybody thinks.
Doubt
everybody thinks they
God.
Got God on their side.
Not like Tim.
You can't judge people's thoughts of players coming out of college, high school to college recruiting is the biggest load of crap I've ever seen in my, because you can't judge anything. It's a big fish, small pond. 5-star recruits turn out to be 3-star recruits, and 3-star recruits come out to be 5-star recruits. You got Jimmy Clausen. He was the next everything. look at him. And then you have, just from my experiences, David Pollack, 3-star recruit. David Green, 3-star recruit. You got one of the best defensive ends to ever play the game, and then you got the winningest quarterback in college football history right there, and they were 3-stars. So, what anybody says out of anything coming out of high school is just...
You're right. But...
Thank you.
Look, finally, I'm not trying...
We're getting somewhere. We're making a decent podcast and improving friendships.
Tebow has a great chance to succeed in the NFL as a quarterback. Mm. All I'm saying. It might take some development.
I'll say he has a decent chance at exceeding in the NFL.
Exceeding?
As a lot of things. Succeeding. My bad. It's late. It's been a long day. Exceeding. Sorry. So I'm not a Class A scholar like you Florida people. At succeeding in the NFL at numerous positions. Hell, he might even go out as a kicker for who God knows what, or Tebow knows what, as I should say.
Anyway.
What else do we need to talk about? How long has it been? Quick. How many minutes is 647 seconds?
I don't think that's seconds. It's going slower.
It just stop talking to my computer. Anyways, what? Anything else? We need to cover today. Summer.
Not SEC much. SEC media days.
Yeah, nobody cares.
Lame Kittens is causing quite a ruckus.
Well, he's not going to be here long enough for me to care about.
How long do you think it'll last? Plus or minus 2 years.
Well, it's either one or more than one.
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I'll say, how long is his contract, you know?
I really don't.
I'm sure
he's got his dad there, though. Monty was a hell of a coach at Tampa Bay.
I'll say, it's Tennessee. Who cares? I'll go on a limb and give it 4.
You really think that long?
There's no expectations.
That's true. Tennessee's a proud program. I'm really thinking.
Not this year. He's got like a gimme year.
Yeah.
Because it's not his team.
I think he might just do something so stupid.
I think he's got two. I think he's got two. Yeah. Well, that's.
Wild card.
Yeah. You got that X factor in there. But my thing is he's got stuck with Vollmer's recruits and he's got no quarterback. So they're going to give him like a freebie year this year. Then even next year, once he gets at least like 1.5 years of recruits he wants in there, he's still got to develop them. So that's pretty much one complete freebie year, and then two they'll give it to him, see what he does.
You say freebie years, but I think if he's winning 4 or 5 games, he's not going to be there. He's gone.
I don't know who he's playing on.
He seems like a hell of a motivator.
I don't know who he's playing on. But he seems like, this is what he strikes me as, and we're not going to name any names here, but he strikes me as the kind of friend that you got, that he's friends with a lot of people, and he's hanging out with them, and those friends don't really like you. And he's like, oh no, man, my friend, he'd kick your ass. He's got you, man. He can't nobody touch him. He's the strongest, fastest people I know. That's how Lane Kiffin is with his players. We're going to beat Florida. You know, blah, blah, blah. I got confidence with it. Yeah, I don't get you.
He was talking about their big running back recruit last year, Bryce Brown, saying talking about how confident he is. I was thinking, that guy must think he's a second coming if Lane Kiffin thinks he's confident.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. What? I guess that'll wrap it up. Try and do better next time. I'm sure once we get in the middle of the season, we're going to be at each other's throats. But for the few of you listening, I appreciate it.